The sound of his angry words didn't stop Sarah. She ran up to them. You forgot your lunch. Ma told me to bring you your lunch. Okay, you brought it. Now go back home, ordered Seth. Seth, that's no way to thank Sarah, Jed said gently, smiling at his sister. Sarah smiled back at Jed, and Seth said, nicely this time, Thanks, Sarah. Then he repeated, Now you'd better go home. Sarah said, Ma told me I could go with you and pick berries. Seth frowned again. But Jed and I have work to do. We have to fish. I have work to do, too, Sarah answered at once. Ma wants me to pick berries while you fish. Jed stopped the argument. He said, Great. Tonight we'll have a wonderful dinner of fried fish and juicy berries for dessert. We're glad to have you with us, aren't we, Seth? I guess so, Seth admitted. Berries were one of Seth's favorite desserts. So, Seth, where should we go fishing? Remember the place up on the mountain where we had a picnic last summer? Jed asked. Seth remembered. Their family had spent a wonderful afternoon eating, swimming, and listening to Pa's tales. It had been one of the best days ever. If that sounds good, let's go there, said Jed. But it's a long walk, so we'd better walk quickly. Seth nodded, happy again. He wished he could be more like Jed. He always knew the right things to say and do.